Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, nephew, you are up with today's prank phone call. What you got for us?
No, sir. Wait till you hear this. Comb and brush.
Okay.
Surely.
You don't even have any hair.
What?
About it?
My comb and brush. What did she just say?
You ain't got like, no hair.
She said, you don't have any hair. What about a comb and a brush?
Why are you pranking somebody about?
Okay. Surely.
Hello. Ain't this Tommy? What is you talking about, a comb and a brush?
Like what?
Okay, keep on. Yes, sir. Keep on.
Good one, Shirley.
There's a lot going on this morning. Keep on. Yeah. This right here is my comb and brush. My comb and brush. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Mr. Yeah, this. Hey, listen. My name is Sean. Did you have a uncle that passed away named?
Yep.
All right. He your uncle, right?
Yeah, that's my uncle. We read him about 3.5 months ago.
Right. Well, reason why I was calling was I'm the person that actually cut your uncle hair when he passed away.
Okay.
So reason why I was calling is the situation is when I cut his hair, and I know you don't know the history about me, but my daddy and my granddaddy was barbers. We all barbers.
Okay, come on, bro. Get down to the bottom because you're talking about my uncle, man, and I'm trying to see what's going on for real.
Okay, and I'm sorry to call you like this, but what I'm telling you is that my granddaddy and my daddy, they had passed down a brush and a comb to me.
Okay.
That is like a sentimental value.
Okay.
But for the last 2-3 months, I ain't been able to find the comb and the brush that I used when I had cut his hair.
Okay, go ahead.
And what I was trying to call and tell you was that I can't find it. And I'm almost certain.
So what can I do to help you find comb brush, father?
That's what I'm saying. When I did Mr. hair and edged it up at the funeral home, that's the last time I remember having it.
But this was 3 months ago, man.
Right. It was about 3 months ago. What I'm trying to say is I left the comb and brush and, you know, went to the funeral home and did his hair.
Okay.
And I talked to the funeral home, and they told me that, you know, if I'm trying to find the comb and brush, I got to get permission.
Man, what color is the comb and brush? What's the color of the comb and brush?
It's black. They're both of them black. The comb is black and the brush.
You got all kind of combs that black and go on, man.
No. See what I'm saying is the comb and brush is black, and I know I lost it, but I'm almost certain about where it is.
Okay, so if you're certain about where it is, why you calling?
That's the reason why I'm calling you, because I'm almost certain I left it with him.
You left it with my bed on.
So I called the funeral home. They told me I need to call you in order to get permission to get it.
Okay, you call a funeral home to get permission from me that you can go get the comb and brush. From where? The funeral home?
Sure, you can go down there. I think they got it. No. See, the comb and brush ain't with the funeral home. The comb and brush is in there with your uncle.
The what?
The comb and brush is in the casket.
Hold up, man. I understand. You got to say that again.
I'm trying to say to you is that the comb and brush is in.
I'm trying to say is just say what you're saying.
I'm saying it, man. The comb and brush is in the casket with your uncle.
If it's in there, it's 6 feet.
But see, what I'm trying to say is that the comb and brush is sentimental value to me.
Bro, it couldn't have been too valuable if you lost it.
Well, no, what it was, I value, you know, my work, so I just really got caught up in my work, really.
If you talking about you left it with my uncle that's dead 3 months ago, man, what kind of are you talking about, homeboy?
All I'm trying to do with you is see if you don't mind approving for them to bring the body up so I can get the comb and brush.
You lost your mind. We're seeking the body up for a cone. But what I'm trying to explain to you, this sentimental value. I'm trying to get y'all to bring the body up so I can get my comb and brush out of it. Because like I say, my daddy and my granddaddy was bald.
Dude, this whole thing is sentimental, man. You talking about my dead uncle, man. And you talking about bringing him up out of the ground for a cone, man. I just got these to stop crying around here.
And I understand what y'all going through as a family and stuff. See, man, I'm trying to get my comb and brush.
Hey, man, and how you trying to go about doing this? I'll throw it off, homeboy. Because ain't nobody digging up no body to bring back no brush, man. Man, you got me pissed off now, man. Because you calling me talking stupid, man. You talking about putting on my uncle, man. That's not good, man.
Man, I ain't trying to start no...
You talking about comb and brush, man. All these... Walmart, right?
Okay, but I understand all that, but this is sentimental value, man.
Well, this is sentimental to me, man.
This is something that my people love me.
Sentimental to me, okay? That was my favorite uncle, man.
Okay,
listen, you talking about pulling up this body, man.
I got
wrong, boy.
Hey, man, I don't want no.
If you been cutting my career that long, man, you should know how you operate, man. And we don't get out like this here, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and argue with you. Look, I got some people.
Where do you stay at, man?
Let me say this, man. I got some people that's here with me right now. You know, some of my friends, and we got some shovels. So I can actually go over there and go on and get the cone and brush now. And in the morning, ain't nobody gonna even know.
You ain't gonna go get now, but whooping wrong, boy.
Say what?
You don't get but whooping. You don't dig up.
For going to get a comb and a
hoe. I got some shovels too. You talking about going to the cemetery and trying to dig up my hook?
Hey, man, I'm finna go on and tell you this right here.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, I'm trying to get my comb and brush back. I ain't trying to have no problems with you. But I want my comb and brush.
Who the hell do you think you talking to, man? Go to Walgreens. Go to Walgreens. Go to Walmart. Go to Safeco. They got them.
Hey, man, ain't nobody. This ain't even about your uncle. That's more than that. This
and you ain't even got no room to be hollering at me, all day.
Ain't nobody hollering at you, man. All I'm telling you is I got a comb and brush in your uncle casket, and I want my brush.
Well, you dig one that you might want to dig too.
Say what?
I'm a bush, and you gonna fall right over in there. Around, yeah.
So what you trying to dig a grave for me?
Yeah, do you know how long it's been? I've been trying to get these. Here. Stop crying, man. Stop, man. I dare you to with his mind. I dare you to with his man. Stop, boy.
I understand what you're going through. I do.
Man, who the is this, man?
I told you, I'm the one crying. And I want my...
You sound like a fucker by digging on somebody's body, man. Over comb and a brush.
I got it. I just tried to call you like a man. Because I want to get the comb and brush, and I didn't want to go without getting your permission. Now, if I got to go without getting your permission, I will.
Cry with me, you don't know me. Don't cry with me, yeah, just cry with me.
It's sentimental to me.
Just cry with me. But your brush and your comb.
I want to say something else to you.
You ain't doing
it. Are you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy,
man. Where are you, man?
Hello?
Hey.
You just got pranked by your boy.
I hope that got a brush of the cones, man.
Oh, Lord have
mercy. I think I needed that cry.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You know like I know. Steve Harvey Morning
Did I get you, man?
Oh, man. Give me ain't the word, man.
You come on.
Stupid. Dude, say too much.
I just got everybody quit crying around here, man.
Right.
Don't cry with me, N-word. You don't know.
You don't know.
Don't be like that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG. Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.